This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. The federal government is providing a glimpse of what Missouri residents could pay for health insurance when enrollment opens next week for a new online marketplace. Estimates released by the Department of Health and Human Services show a family of four with a $50,000 income could face average monthly premiums of $798 for a benchmark policy known as the second lowest cost silver plan. But that cost could decline to $282 a month after federal subsidies. A similar plan for a 27-year-old earning $25,000 could carry an average monthly premium of $220, which could be reduced to $145 with subsidies. Missouri is one of 36 states letting the federal government run their health insurance exchanges. Federal figures show Missourians could have fewer policy choices than residents in most states. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones is planning a statewide tour that will focus on agricultural issues. The Eureka Republican will make about a half dozen stops from October 15th through the 17th with visits to farms, agricultural products plants, and bioenergy facilities. He wants to talk with farmers and gather information for the 2014 legislative session. Communities on the schedule include California and Sedalia. Jones visited several communities south of Interstate 70 shortly after the legislative session ended in mid-May. He also visited 20 Missouri cities before the legislative session started in January. Missouri businesses could face significantly higher costs for workers' compensation insurance next year. The National Council on Compensation Insurance projects Missouri insurers will see an 11.6% increase in their claim costs in 2014. This increase is driven partly by a new Missouri law that seeks to shore up the second injury fund, which is for disabled workers who suffer additional on-the-job injuries. The law shifts some types of claims out of that fund and into traditional workers' compensation insurance. Businesses could also face a higher surcharge on top of their regular workers' compensation premiums to help replenish the second injury fund. The University of Missouri's Museum of Art and Archaeology will close on September 30th and start its move to the former Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. That facility is now being called Mizzou North. The museum wasn't scheduled to close this early, but museum director Alex Barker says art movers felt they needed more time to safely move the collection by the end of the year. The relocation of the museum is part of a larger project that will renovate and update Pickard, Swallow, and Jesse Halls, says MU Campus Facility spokesperson Carlin Seville.
The university is updating facilities as we have funding available to make the facilities more usable for today.
According to MU's original plans, other faculty and staff will begin moving from their respective buildings this March. Construction will begin in June 2014, and all faculty and staff should be able to move back into their buildings in the summer of 2015. A Missouri House member charged in August with possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia says he doesn't plan to contest the allegations. Democrat Jeremy LaFavor of Kansas City told the Columbia Daily Tribune in a statement Wednesday he publicly admitted his guilt when he was arrested. He's scheduled to appear before a Boone County judge on Friday. A state trooper stopped LaFavor on Interstate 70 in Boone County for failing to respond to Montauk County charges of driving with expired license plates. The trooper reported finding a glass pipe and a small amount of marijuana in the car. LaFavor faces two misdemeanor counts punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.